Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Michigan. Yeah, I say it that way because he was my favorite broadcaster at the University of Michigan football, Bob Buford. Welcome to my first sports talk blast, or whatever you want to call it. But to start it off, let's hear a little cheer for Brad Keselowski, a Michigan native, who is the defending Sprint Cup champion in NASCAR racing, which begins with the Daytona 500 on February 24th. Also, on another bright side of the sports news, dealing with college basketball, the University of Michigan, 17-1 right now, playing tomorrow night at the University of Illinois. And if they win, which I'm sure they will, they'll be ranked number one. First time since they won it all in 1988. Now, who could ever forget that? Bill Feeder leaves just before the tournament starts. Jim Fisher taking over. And he died into the first national championship. And, oh, I can't even remember how long that was. Speaking of which, another basketball team, Pistons, 16-26. Just ain't cutting it anymore, Joe. Time for you to go. You only had any brains, you get rid of them. Bring in somebody new. Speaking of Warners, here's a dipstick of an owner of the Detroit Lions. Did you know? What I don't understand is why didn't they ever get rid of their defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator? It doesn't work. I mean, they were great between the 20-yard lines on offense, and that's about it. Defense, well, I can say they were out there on the field. Special teams is another problem in the area. So who will they draft? They could draft them just about anybody, I guess. Except for quarterback. We got a good one there. Might want to go after another wide receiver, though. Kelvin Johnson, the only real good one, which, by the way, he broke the single-season yardage mark of Jerry Rice. Probably one of the few lone spots, great spots in the Lions team today was Kelvin Johnson. Now, a lot of people were worried about the old Detroit Red Wings, you know. I mean, they're 2-2, and they beat Minnesota with the two guys that they were trying to sign. And I'm talking about Suter and Parise. They handled them pretty well, too. 5-3 was the final score of last night's game. Now, defense, I knew they weren't going to be that great, being that they lost three guys over a span of about a year and a half. That being Brad Stewart and going back to the San Jose Sharks and Brian Rafalski retiring before last season started, and Nicholas Lidstrom retiring at the end of last season. So everyone knew that defense was going to be the problem on that. But I think they'll still make the playoffs. They are only 2-2, and they still got 44 more games. I think another week of working together is going to make a big difference. Yes, sir. And the call-in number is 347-857-4582 if you want to ask something or complain about something or whatever. You give me a call. Tigers. Yeah, they went to another World Series and were favored again in that one. And then lost again. They actually did worse than in 2016. At least they won a game that year. Pitching shouldn't be a problem barring any unforeseen injuries. We should be pretty good there. Hitting-wise, we should be a little better, being that Martinez will be back. Hopefully he can stay healthy, that is. Bullpen, that's the one area that needs some work. And, oh, yeah, let's talk about expansion in the college ranks. A couple of years ago, or approximately that, when the SEC decided to add A&M in Missouri, it seemed back then that we were headed to four super conferences, if you will, and want to call them that, of at least 16 teams each. You watch, and they'll split off and form their own division like they did back in 82, I believe it was, when they created Division 1A and Division 1 AA. That being said, then they'll just take the four major conference winners and have that playoff. Now, if it happens to be that more than four conferences go to 16 teams, which I don't think will, I think they're going to keep it between 16 and 20 teams with four conferences. And so I'd be the Big Ten, of course. Pac-12, the SEC, and what I'm thinking, somebody on the East, and I don't think it's going to be the Big East, it'll probably be the ACC, will be the four major ones. Because earlier this week, Gordon Gee, the president of Ohio State, did mention that they are looking to expand more, and he reiterated what I had been saying for the past year and a half about the four major conferences of 16 to 20 teams each. And how did that come to that? Just because of the SEC simple expansion of them. And not to be outdone, of course, the Big Ten and Pac-10 had to do something about it. More money. That's where it is. A lot of people think it's in the attendance at stadiums, but they're not. They're lucky if they make $1 million on each game, and if they are sold out. Money is at home. Butts on the couch, watching on TV or on their smartphones or iPods or whatever. That's where the real money is. And they know it. So they're going after it. That being said, now, like I said, if Michigan wins Hill against Illinois, it should be ranked number one, depending on what Kansas does, though. Some polls have Kansas number two and Michigan number two, so it could be a split poll here. And in golf, holy cow, Tiger Woods is up on top by three. The Torrey Pines. Trying to get the tournament. What tournament is this? Farmers Insurance Open at La Jolla, California. He's up by two strokes over Billy Herschel. And old Phil, he's floundering like usual at one under. 10 strokes behind after two rounds. I don't think he plays enough. I think that's why he gets all messed up. He don't play enough golf. This is my first show back after almost 2 years off. Used to do a current event show. I figured I'd try one little 15-minute spot on sports. Most of the Michigan players and teams. And with that, oh yeah, the Heisman Trophy winner, Johnny Manziel. They're all predicting that he's going ahead for a big flop, but after seeing him against the in the bowl game, in the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma, and just ripping him a new one, I don't think there's going to be much of a letdown. He might not get as much yardage as he did in this first season. That's all right. Michigan football, on the other hand, should be a much better team this year. The defense will definitely be better. I think the offense will be with Gardner at the helm. You got a real quarterback they can throw, and he can throw on the run. Very good. We have a great little recruiting. Number two, my last time I knew, it was the number one recruiting class. And with that, people, I'll see you next Saturday. Don't know if it'll be the same time. I'm going to probably jump around a little bit, see what time is the best time. So with that, have a good day and be careful. Oh, yeah. And I'd like to just briefly mention the Super Bowl, being that it's 8 days away. Go 49ers, because I think old Jim Harbaugh, another University of Michigan alumnus, will be coaching his team against his brother. I think the 49ers is going to be too much for him. So good night. Good day, good afternoon. Do whatever. Hope you can stay warm. It's nice and cold here. And remember, keep your stick on the ice.